In Chicago, a new fashion co-op is trying to change the way our clothes are made. Bluetin Production is owned and run by refugee and immigrant women. The group wants to create an ethical and sustainable garment manufacturing option for designers and for consumers. WBEZ's Maria Ines Zamudio has our story.
Four women are hard at work in their studio on Chicago's North Side. One is cutting fabric, two are on their sewing machines, and one is answering emails. They're all listening to music.
So it's a mix of Chance the Rapper and Childish Gambino, Mercy's like gospel church music, and then like old Arabic music. And they're like on a repeat in our playlist. Sometimes new things try to sneak in.
That's Hoda Katibi, one of the founders of Bluetin Production. The eclectic playlist is a reflection of the co-owners, two Syrians, a Nigerian, and an Iranian American. The women have an ambitious goal, to create an ethical garment manufacturing business in the city of Chicago, and in the process, to create a sanctuary for survivors of war and domestic violence. The name Bluetin comes from the metal cookie container that's typically used to store sewing material. Hoda raised over $40,000 in crowdsourcing and foundation funds to launch Bluetin.
It definitely has been a project of the community here in Chicago, and it is definitely so much driven by everybody, like all of the members here. Since we are a workers' cooperative, everyone also gets to like own and run the business and decide the direction that it goes in, what we do every day. So that itself is also just really exciting.
Hoda says many women in developing countries who make the clothes we wear in the U.S. are paid low wages and sometimes are physically or sexually abused.
People just don't understand how clothes are made, and that itself is just a huge barrier for people to understand why clothes are so cheap and that like violence has gone into creating that clothes to make it so cheap.
She wants to create opportunities for immigrant women who have a hard time finding work. She saw this firsthand when she was a girl. Her mother had a drawer full of rejection letters from employers that didn't want to hire her because she wore a hijab.
And so this is obviously a very personal project as well, knowing just like the legacy of my own family and like the struggles that they faced, but like continue to face to this day. And what with like the Muslim ban, so much just like heightened anti-immigrant, anti-refugee sentiment in the United States, it makes a space like this all the more important.
Now, the women who co-own Bluetin are using their skills to build a new life here. A Syrian refugee we'll call Sophia takes a break from her sewing machine to talk about how the war in Aleppo destroyed her life.
My son, my husband, my mom, my brothers, my sisters.
She lists her loved ones killed in the war.
All my family.
Sophia managed to escape with her remaining four children. They lived in Jordan for 3 years and moved to Chicago in 2016. She says seeing her oldest son doing well in school has made all the struggles worth it.
He didn't go to school for 5 years because of the war, and then he came here, had to learn a new language, and right now he's like on honor rolls and like getting awards, going to awards assemblies, and she feels very proud of him and wants to show her kids off because they're so amazing.
Then there's Mercy. She's an immigrant from Nigeria. When she joined Bluetin, she was also escaping. Not war, but an abusive husband. When Mercy migrated to Chicago to join her husband, she faced daily cruelty from him.
All that time from 2003 that we came to 2017, it was like a living hell.
She was in a new country and completely dependent on her husband. But she knew how to sew. She bought a sewing machine and started making clothes. Her sewing was a ticket out of that abusive marriage. Bluetin came at the right time.
I'm going to look for a job. My children will tell me, I don't see you working for somebody. You are your own boss. And even then, I don't know what co-op is. But when I came here, when they told me, oh, this is what a co-op is, it's like I said, this is a, you know, answer to prayer.
Now Mercy sees the other women in Bluetin like family.
I was thinking because they don't speak English and I don't speak Arabic. I thought that was going to be an issue, but no. Even though they don't, you know, we don't speak English, sometimes we can even just point in something like this. They get it. So, you know, it's...
You speak sewing.
I think so. I think so.
Bluetin has big plans, including buying a commercial building. They also want to offer free sewing classes on Chicago's South Side. Marina Zamudio, WBEZ News.